Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Patriots to episode 19-04 here of Radio Free Redoubt. Hope you guys had a blessed week and a blessed weekend rounding things out here. This is the 27th of January. Unbelievable. February is coming up right now this week, and it has flown by. Now, remember what I said. January was a month of chaos, scheduled chaos, for John Jacob Schmidt and Radio Free Redoubt. So, I have been on a personal mission to take care of some things that required an immense amount of energy and time that was necessary for me to clear the plate so that I could focus on the mission, especially with Amron and Radio Free Redoubt. So, I've got that mission accomplished. I am excited. I'm looking forward to 2019, and I've been enjoying a couple of days of rest. I need a little bit more, but I am excited about being on mission. I'm excited also about some updates that I want to share with you guys, because the Amron operators have been, speaking of being on mission, this weekend I want to talk about the real short show because of the logistics of everything that it took for me to finish up what I needed to finish up. I am operating right now a field portable studio right now because I didn't have time to get everything set back up like I need to. So that's kind of what's going on right now. So it's still working great. This is great. I can go field portable, mobile, operate pretty much from, you know, anywhere in the world, can I, as long as I got the internet. So anyway, yeah, that's where we are right now, and this is going to be a very short show just because I wanted to make an appearance and let you guys know that there's some things going on you need to be aware of. There's a ton that I could talk about if I had the time to be able to really lay everything out. But that's okay. Next weekend, I'll be doing that. But on Saturday, on our KTW, we had to re-air a previous show yesterday. And then tonight, just a very short show of some really important updates that I wanted to get to you guys. I'm going to talk about the Amron exercise, the winter exercise that's going on right now, the winter field day training exercise, and I give you some updates. They just wrapped that up. And then doing such a great job. Amron Corps, especially, just an amazing network of patriots. First I want to talk about the rally coming up in Olympia, Washington in February. So let's talk about this. I got exclusive access before it was made public to anyone else. I got a copy of the flyer for the 51 2 Alpha rally. That is a 51st state and a Second Amendment rally at the same time because of the asinine, ludicrous laws that the leftists, the communists in Washington state, want to push through as far as Second Amendment legislation. And then also the 51st rally for Liberty State to break away from Western Washington, for Eastern Washington to break away from Western Washington. So I'm excited to bring these updates to you. I've got the flyer right here that was handed to me hot off the press from Lady Liberty. So this is going to be at the Olympia State Capitol Building, which is in occupied Western Washington. This will be in the Rotunda. Now, you know, let me stop right here. The libertystate.org website. I don't know if I can pull those up. The the hits on that was off the charts. As soon as the leftists introduced the anti-gun legislation, people said, there's no way, there is no other solution than to break off Eastern Washington from Western Washington. And so the libertystate.org website got blown up with all of these patriots that are saying, enough's enough. This is the correct and only solution now for us to be free again. And so the website hits where people were visiting libertystate.org for the solution to the communist occupied problem of Olympia and Seattle and Western Washington is to break free. So really, really cool. But there's a rally coming up February 15th. If you are in Washington State, that's an American redoubt state, you need to support it. This is going to be February 15th. We're going to be bringing you coverage as well of this. So you got just a couple of weeks coming up. This is going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on February 15th. Liberty State / 51st State Rally, joining forces on the Second Amendment. Now, this is what's really interesting. This is really cool because the Second Amendment crowd, which is massive, are now teaming up with the Liberty State effort to stand against Olympia. This will be in the rotunda. I expect this will be hundreds and hundreds of people, if not thousands, will be showing up for this. And this is going to be noticeable. So if you get a chance, I want to encourage you guys to show up. They're going to talk about what House Bill 1509 is and House Judiciary something 4003. What that means for our Second Amendment and this restoration of our power of the vote in Eastern Washington. So I've got the flyer here. Mark your calendars. We have two bills in the House right now that say that we have had enough infringement on our Second Amendment rights. We have two bills in the House right now that are worthy of the support of every person in the state of Washington that respects the rule of law and wants to preserve our Constitution. So come and join us when we make a stand at the Capitol, that's in Olympia, to show your support for the division of the state into the state of liberty, where we will finally have the power of our vote restored. I'm sure Lady Liberty's she's working on the next public service announcement. And of course, we always air those. We have exclusivity there to air those first at Radio Free Redoubt. That's why you're hearing first. And then they'll be uploaded to the libertystate.org website. So that's kind of exciting to be part of that, where we will no longer have to worry about a tyrannical agenda that wants to remove our rights to bear arms, an agenda that wants to regulate us out of business, an agenda that wants to remove our water rights, an agenda that wants to remove our property rights, and an agenda that wholly seeks to dethrone our traditional American values and American sovereignty. So come and join us for this epic, peaceful rally where we will be heard not only in the marble halls of the Capitol building, but across the nation as we show up to support the bills that tell Western Washington we have had enough and we will divide the state to restore the power of our vote for once and for all. Isn't that cool? Make it happen. Be there to support these bills and the Second Amendment. So there's two bills you need to let your legislators know about to support and rally behind. And if you can make it to Olympia, then do so. Now, if you go to libertystate.org, this event is also on the calendar. It's over on the right hand side. It's the 51-2 alpha or 2A rally, and there's information there, including the address for, you know, how to get there if that's within driving distance for you. So that's pretty exciting. And then also I've got this HB 1509 not only proposes the separation of the state, but another section that's been added, section 2, is the formation of transition committees where they actually transition from these bureaucracies, these offices, government offices, to either eliminate them or to transition those over so they fall under the authority of Liberty State. So that will happen through transition committees, because people were asking, well, what are you going to do about people's retirement, you know, that worked for the county, or they worked for the state and they've got an IRA or whatever? That kind of stuff's handled by a transition committee to transition workers who were state of Washington employees to transfer them under Liberty State employees, if that makes sense. So this is serious now. This is now the formation of transition committees to make that transition for the local governments, the counties, employees, and so on, to start planning the transition to fall under a totally separate state. And that's exciting. Now, is this popular? Are people on board with this? Absolutely. Check this out. Go to libertystate.org. They're running a poll right now. They're posted a poll that's being run by KAPPKVEW, and that is in Tri-Cities and Yakima. Tri-Cities are, well, it's three cities. It's Kennewick, Pasco, and Richland are all one metro area, and they call it the Tri-Cities. So this news agency is running a poll. There's only a couple days left out of the Tri-Cities and Yakima. And in the poll, it's reflecting 71% of the people are favoring splitting the state. 29% saying, no, leave it alone. 71%. So yet another poll. This is the third poll. All of these polls consistently showing no less than 71% support by the people in Eastern Washington to break free and form their own state. So this is going to become a reality, and this is very exciting. Now, the next thing, and go to libertystate.org to get more information on that. Track this. In fact, if you don't live in the American Redoubt, you should be tracking this as well, because if you live in Northern Colorado, you live in the state of Jefferson, these other places that want to break free from the stranglehold of tyranny, you watch. Liberty State happens, it's going to be a domino effect across this country where people want to break free. The folks in Southern Illinois that are being strangled by Chicago. This is also why the leftists are going to fight Liberty State tooth and nail, which is all the more reason for you to support it. Even if you don't live in Liberty State, go to libertystate.org to find out how you can support it or even donate to help that cause, because it is becoming a very, very real threat to the left, and they're going to organize against it, and they've got a lot of money to throw at it. So the folks at Liberty State are going to need all of our help. Now, the other update that I want to bring you is Winter Field Day. This is exciting. This began yesterday, Saturday, the 26th, in 1900 hours Zulu time. And this happened across the nation. I've got some awesome pics that are so encouraging of these guys with their wall tents, these field communications. They're running this emergency training communications exercise. And even local amateur radio clubs are getting involved. One amateur radio club is joining this AMRON Winter Field Day exercise, operating from their local Red Cross building in their community. The Piedmont Triad AMRON radio operators in North Carolina also shining through. I got a picture of one of them, has their truck with the AMRON logos on it. The antennas on it, it looks really cool. So they're very much involved with that. And also, this is the kind of stuff that shows you the caliber of people that are in AMRON. There's one operator in particular, codenamed Kilo India 02. He's out of Wisconsin. He used this training exercise not only to help raise awareness of amateur radio in his local community, but he also used it as a fundraiser to raise money for the homeless. And I'm going to close out the show here real quick, but I want to share this with you. There's a website. Manitowoc County Men's Homeless Shelter. And this AMRON Core operator is something that he, you know, tries to support. It's called The Haven. And so he's got a link here to this men's shelter. During this exercise, he was putting that information out for folks to help support and raise funds for this homeless men's shelter. And I thought, that's selfless. That's selflessness. And that's the kind of stuff that we see with the AMRON operators across the country, helping their local communities always. It's not just about radio operators and prepper stuff and looking out for you and number one and your family and to heck with everyone else. They're actually serving their communities, not just in times of disaster, but even during training exercises where They're using the opportunity to raise awareness with other amateur radio operators around in their community to bring attention to something that can actually serve people in their community. And in this case, it's a fundraiser that he's putting money out or putting information out, directing people to that website, this men's shelter in the middle of winter where they need funds. Really cool. So we're also going to post that website on our highlights and resources posting. And you can go to The Haven. It's thehavenofmanitowoc.org. And we'll put that link in the highlights and resources posting. So if you feel led, you can go and help this homeless shelter out. This Ameren Corps operator is using this winter training exercise to bring attention to. So it worked. Hopefully a lot more of you are aware of this. Maybe you can find something in your community that's worthy of support. I know we've supported the Union Gospel Mission out of Spokane. That's done a great job reaching out to the homeless and those in need, battered women's shelters and so on that we've helped with. So if you can't think of something that you might be able to help with in your community, then check this out. The Haven of Manitowoc County Men's Homeless Shelter. And with that, I hope you guys have a blessed week. I hope these updates have been a blessing for you guys and an encouragement. I'm encouraged. I got to get back to what I'm doing. Everything's behind me now. I'm looking forward to looking forward. So I'm going to recuperate for a couple more days. And then it's mission on. And I'm looking forward to it. Some of you guys are going to be definitely hearing from me very soon this week. So with that, you guys have a blessed week. You've been listening to an abbreviated version of Radio Free Redoubt, episode 19-04. This is John Jacob Schmidt. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. Good night.